And today being Wednesday, of course, you know, it's Dear Bumi Day. And I don't intend to disappoint you. If you've been watching movies at some point, if you've been watching movies in like the last 10, 15 years, I'm sure you'd have seen one of my guests. But my other, there are two of them, two ladies here, two fine ladies, very pretty. They are not available. No, one is not. I leave you to guess that out. One of them is Nkechi Iwurie. You know, she's a pensioner, a low-cut wearing pensioner. You know, clean head, clean body. Clean. She's a pensioner. She's here, and we met at a wedding on Saturday. The harassment I gave her that day, I intend to continue this morning. Morning, Nkechi.
Good morning.
I will deal with you this morning.
And you know, like I told you, I'll give it back to you.
You give it back to me. I see that you put your husband on standby where you are telling him, I'm going to the studio now. I've switched off my phone. How are you anyway?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, the other guest that I have is a very fine woman, Lillian Ama Aluko. Now, I'm sure you've seen her in, what is the most famous movie you've done?
I guess Out of Bounds, my very first.
Out of Bounds. Who else was in that one?
RMD.
RMD.
Dimbo Akintola.
Did you act with or against him?
I was his wife.
Ah! Richard. Why are you smiling now?
You
did not learn any lesson during Ramadan.
I did not.
Richard is a bad boy. So, did you have to kiss in the movie?
Well,
Couple of pecks. Would you act a movie where you have to kiss? A raunchy scene?
No, I don't do raunchy.
Okay, yeah, well. But you kiss?
Yeah, if it's a mild kiss, not a French kiss, no.
What's the difference between a French kiss and a German kiss? A kiss is a kiss.
No, a French kiss is the deep one where, you know, you engage other parts.
You engage other, yes. Okay, I understand you have a movie coming on. You told me that you have a movie coming on.
Yes.
Okay, I won't ask you what the storyline is. But if you are looking for a male actor who will, you know, act with you, a marriage scene.
It's me.
You
cannot act now.
He has not learned anything from Ramadan. He didn't learn anything. Nkechi, how are you?
What's it like
to be a pensioner? You just wake up, you do nothing but spend your husband's money. Aren't you lucky?
Why are you assuming it's my husband's money I'm spending?
It's your husband's money. He's still working.
It could be my hard-earned money from over
the
years.
No, women never spend their own money.
Oh, really?
Yes. But what's it like? You worked in a bank for so many years.
Yeah.
What's it like being a pensioner? Don't you get bored?
No, it's very liberating.
Okay.
Because as a pensioner, doesn't necessarily mean you're not doing anything still, but you're working at your own terms.
A pensioner.
You're your own boss, you know, so it's actually very liberating.
Money is my own boss. when money backs, I move. Okay, both of you know, by the way, Lillian, you're coming back here one of these days. I want to know what life as an actress is and the pressures that you go through. You know, I think it would make interesting listening. I'd love to know how all that happened. By the way, I'm bereaved emotionally.
What happened?
Somebody went and married my crush.
Yes. You didn't move fast enough.
No, it was just
the
a crush.
The best man got her.
It was a crush at a distance. You know, at a distance. I just had a crush on her at a distance. So I'm looking for another actress to have a crush on. Well, happy wedding, Richard. Not Richard. Rita and Fidelis. Fidelis I haven't seen for years. But I wish you all a happy life. Fidelis is a lucky guy. I could have beaten you to it, but age caught up with me. Okay, so let's. You've heard Dear Bumi before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you heard Dear Bumi. And so we have some stories here. Does mom still fancy her old flame? Does she still care? My white light could backfire. He can't trust another woman. I want mom to come stay with us, and he doesn't look the marrying type. So let's start with Nena. Nena. Madam, look at me. Look at me. Ojulorowa. They say, you have to. Okay, it says here, by the way, we're on Facebook Live and we're also on YouTube. So if you want to see us, if you want to see what we're doing, you can go to Facebook Live and YouTube. This is a letter from Nena to Diabumi. Okay. And she says, does Mumsy fancy her old flame? Nena says she finished secondary university education recently and Mum used her clout to get me to serve in the state of my choice by sending me to one of her influential friends. Of course, I knew who he was then, an ex-boyfriend of her mom. Okay? But the way he fell all over town to help me made me have a feeling that there was still something between them. You know, these things can't be hidden for too long. You agree, don't you?
If there's a chemistry, it will bubble to the surface.
Yeah, it will bubble to the surface. He doesn't know about these things. He just comes from fasting, so... So after my youth service, he not only made sure that I got employed right away, he also gave me some money to tide me over until I got my first salary. My dad, no, that mom is married though.
Okay.
So the daughter is suspecting that, yeah, okay. My dad runs a law firm with three other lawyers, but he does not have mom's connections in the corporate world. She used to be a confidential secretary, and she turned the director of a good company. Instead of that, to be thankful for all she's done for me, he has started grilling me about this man and insinuating that Mom is still sleeping with him. It wouldn't surprise me if she was, but Mom has warned me never to even tell Dad that this man had been so helpful to me. Dad thinks he just helped me with my job. How should I handle Dad when next he gets inquisitive? She should clap up. What do you think?
Well, I think she should stay out of it.
Yeah.
No child should get in between the parents. Let them sort out their mess.
But you know, the daughters are strongly attached to their fathers.
Fathers, true, true. I think maybe she should have a heart to heart with her mom.
And tell her what?
No, just ask her. Mom, your friend has been so helpful.
Is there something going on?
Yeah.
But Nkechi, the mom will deny. What do you think?
Yes, and I also don't even think that they might necessarily be anything still going on.
Yeah,
they might just
You use the word there still.
Yes, when I say still, you said the man used to be, they used to date.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, that the fact that he's helping the daughter.
When I was in school, I don't know if I was in school at the same time with you, maybe not, because I won't ask you your age. But when I was in school, there was something that we heard called Okafor's law.
Yes.
Which indicates basically that if you've had something to do with a guy before, it can always happen again. Is that right, Nkechi? Remember, he's listening now.
No, I'll be truthful.
But is that right?
Is what right? The Okafor's law?
Yes. That once there's been something between you and a guy, it can always happen again.
Not that it can always happen. It could happen.
What is the difference?
It could happen.
Oh, well. What is the difference between can and could?
The chances are
the
high.
Chances, yes.
It could.
It could happen.
Happen.
Yeah.
Well, all of us have ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. Are we saying that we can, if we meet in what we call in town, Oju Olomo Oto? You know what Oju Olomo Oto means? In some kind of area. Let's say you meet in a cruise in the Bahamas. Filled with Filipinos and whatever. Who you are sure there's nobody, that something can happen. Remember, he's listening. No,
I don't want any problem. Listening.
I don't want any.
No, the truth of the matter is that if it depends on a lot of people who are in that circumstance might not even have been in touch for years.
Yeah.
So all this they've one moved on.
All this one is perambulating.
It's not perambulating.
When I said, can it happen?
I said it could.
You changed can to could. What is the difference between can and could?
I told you, Uncle Jimmy, that could is that there's a possibility that it could
can
happen.
What
no,
is can?
Can is that definite. It's definite.
Christian Association of Nigeria.
What Nkechi is saying is true. It could happen. But again, it depends on the circumstances of your pattern.
Exactly.
It depends on your present circumstances.
Yeah. No, is it either or both or join? Is it your current circumstances or the circumstances of your parting join with your current distance?
Let me expatiate.
Expatiate,
right?
Yes.
If you parted
peacefully,
which means you're still friends.
Yes.
The likelihood of something coming up is higher.
Despite your current circumstances.
No. It's higher than if you parted badly, but your current circumstances will now determine whether it will happen. If you're happy now, if you're in a relationship that you're enjoying, the likelihood of cheating is very slim, in my opinion.
You cleared yourself.
Yes, in my opinion.
In your opinion, Uncle?
Same, because for
you
me...
You can't
I
say
think,
the same thing with her now. Be original.
Uncle Jimmy, let me finish now. Let me land. I told you, Uncle Jimmy, mind yourself today. I'll give you fire for fire. Bass boss. I'll just give you bass boss. No, what I wanted to add is that sometimes you see yourselves as brother and sister. Or very good friends. No, seriously.
Yeah.
And so all that, physical and romantic.
No longer there.
No, it's true. It's true.
It's a lie. I don't agree. I don't agree. Because sometimes you could have left, you could have broken up, like she said, on a happy note, maybe circumstances then, maybe your parents didn't want you to marry the man because he's a Yoruba man or this, things like that. And then you now come and meet in what I will call Oju Olomo Oto. Any goddamn thing can happen.
Uncle Jimmy, your circumstance at that point.
Why mine? Talk about yours.
Okay.
Say my circumstance.
My circumstance at that point. Like, if I've moved on.
Yes.
And I don't see that person in that light anymore, it won't happen.
Okay.
It won't even come to my mind.
Okay. All right. I'll let that go.
No, you're not.
He's a dangerous one. Besides, a man's perspective to these things
is different from a woman's.
Yeah,
it's different.
A man, let's be honest amongst ourselves and not let anybody else out here. A man is by nature adventurous.
Mm.
There's something that will push him to see, at the very least, if I can still assert himself in that direction.
Yeah.
He might then get into it and see that it's an anticlimax, but he ain't go first put head.
Not all men.
Yes, when we say man, there are exceptions
to the rule. Yeah,
I know that you are saying not all men to, so that.
you can't read my mind.
No, I can't read
he
your
thinks
mind.
He can.
I can't read your mind. Okay, now it's now. Woof! Time is gone. 9:19. Let me quickly take the second one. This is Rike. Are you ladies with me?
Yes.
This is Rike. Rike says he doesn't look the marrying type. Can you help me understand? Dear Bumi, can you help me understand why my boyfriend won't marry me? We've been together for 9 years and we are very much in love. He tells me repeatedly that I'm all he's ever wanted. Listen, we lived together briefly, but he moved out after he found a suitable flat. We've both been married and my man thinks another marriage would ruin our relationship. Let me quickly say at this point that most men who've gone through an unsuccessful marriage, don't let me say bad or good, unsuccessful marriage, would usually be reluctant to go into another one.
Yeah.
Women are better at these things. In the same breath, he says that he should set me free to find a husband. That's very clear now. He doesn't want her. But he can't because he loves me too much. I don't want to get married. But to marry him. His attitude makes me feel very insecure. Is he with me just for the fun that adults have? We both have children. His are grown up. Mine are only 12 and 10. My boyfriend is 13 years older than me. I think the man doesn't want that commitment of marriage. I think it's quite clear.
Yeah.
And he says that he's left it open-ended. He feels a sense of guilt tying her down that if what you want is marriage, I don't want.
Yeah.
So what should the lady do?
It's difficult because she loves him and she feels he loves her.
Yes.
And he probably does. But my advice to her, if she really wants to get married, she needs to get out. Get out of that relationship.
No, which one is more important? For you to stay happy or to get married?
What's more important is what she wants.
Wants.
She can't be happy if she wants marriage.
Hmm.
She may have a very good relationship, but if she needs the security
of the difference between marriage and relationships? More so after you've passed that threshold. If both of them have been married, done this and done that, they have kids. So what's the difference between
having there are children? Women
yes.
who thrive in the marriage circumstances. If you look at Nigeria is a place where they say the marriage is the crown on the woman's head. So if you're not married, people don't respect you. People think you're just available for everybody. So some women...
But that's dying now. There's a lot of women who can stand their own, hold their own.
Yeah, it's not about holding your own. You can, but what does society want?
What do you think?
I think she should take a walk if she really wants marriage that badly.
Must she want marriage badly anyway?
That she does.
No, is it compulsory?
Okay, No.
No. Neither do I.
No, I mean, she could settle for companionship.
Yeah.
There are people...
But you know, from what you read, you said she wants it marriage. Badly. So if she wants it badly, then she should take a walk.
Yeah. If she wants just to be happy, then she should stay with him.
Why did she say the man is 13 years older than her? What does that mean? It doesn't make any difference, does it?
It does to her because she feels he's old enough to want to settle down.
Or that his part of his life is on the departure lounge, so...
No, he has played, you know. He's 13 years older than her. He's played, yes. So he should be willing to settle down. Well, so he's not wanting to settle down. Makes her wonder, is he still playing?
I'm willing to take a break now. This machine can jump on you at any time. So let me go take a break. When I come back, I'll open up the lines so that our people can also join us. So don't go away. The Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Diso, Jimmy Diso right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Okay, welcome back to Daily Digest and being Wednesday, the Dear Bumi edition, by the way. Auntie Bumi, thanks for a nice party. Auntie Bumi turned 73 on Friday. And quite unlike me, I was there for close to 3 to 4 hours. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Sitting with the likes of Uncle Sam Amuka, Eric, and my very good Aburo, Muyiwa Adetiba. He won't like that, he's older than me. And Chief Duron of Bule, Double Chief. It was nice meeting all these people. Right, so where were we? So he doesn't look the marrying type. So you think Rike should go get herself another husband? And the three of us agreed on that.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
She wants to marry, but in one go, she loves this guy.
So she shouldn't complain.
Is it possible in a marriage that you will marry somebody and love another person?
Oh, yeah.
It's possible.
Hey, Chineke, how do you live your life like that?
Oh, well.
A lot of people do.
Exactly.
Ah, you said it in chorus. Did you know I was going to ask this question?
No.
But how do you live? Is it possible for you to be in a marriage and then you love another person?
Uncle Jimmy, let's be...
Factual.
At least, let me be conservative, 70% of the marriages we have here in Nigeria.
Yes.
The couple, they may like each other, but they're not in love with each other. Hmm. And one or both of them are actually in love with someone else.
What is love, sir? Okay, did you define love? What do you think? You love, you're in love.
Is it written on my face? Okay, ask him.
Yes, telling them. At this age, all the children are going, telling them, I want to switch off my phone. And I understand that sometimes it blooms better after you've done this, done that, all the children are gone, then you're both in retirement. Is that the way it works out? You're living happily ever after.
I think that if you have friendship right from the beginning,
yes,
it never goes away.
It never goes away.
That's a strong foundation.
If you have friendship and you're like paddies,
yes,
you know, you always have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because all the exciting parts, the woman could be fine and not be fine again. Mm-hmm. The guy could be handsome and not be handsome again. Mm-hmm. The guy could have been virile and no longer as virile as he used to be.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of things can set in. It's even worse in our setting here. There's enough to keep anybody down and not think about love, you know. I think that it's good for couples for them to be friends.
Oh, yes.
For them to be friends. So even if you don't marry again, self, at least you can talk,
mm-hmm.
Like they say, for the sake of the children. Mm-hmm. Okay, we won't stretch that too far. Our lines are open, 0700-993-993-993 and 0148571904, our female callers. Okay? The female caller, the female line, Mr. Man, don't call it. Supervisor is here. If you call it, he'll be the one to knock you off. Okay, let's get down to this one again. Vivian. Vivian says he can't trust another woman. Is this Vivian that I know? Philip, could this be Vivian that you are? No, it's not. Okay. So that one is Vivian. That one is E-N-E. Not this Vivian. I am in love with a man who is separated from his wife. Separated, though, not divorced. Separated, not divorced. I hope everybody at home knows the difference between separated and divorced. Separated means that the wife can at any time claim ownership.
Yeah.
To the husband too can at any time claim ownership. But if he goes outside, he sees a woman in a restaurant with his wife, even though they are separated, he can raise hell.
Yeah.
Yes, he still has the paperwork over her, and vice versa. So, okay, she says, I'm in love with a man who's separated from his wife. He has two children, and they live with her in the house her new husband provided for her. Huh? Wait a minute. I'm in love with a man who is separated. Okay? But he has two children. Mm-hmm. This man has two children. The two children live with his wife in the house at the new husband. Maybe she meant divorce.
She meant divorce, because if there's a new husband...
It's null and void.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, he said he was bitter that all the years they were married, she was cheating on him and finds it difficult to trust any woman. Okay? I am 26 years old and he's 45. He's made it clear that all he wants from me is a casual relationship. Do you think he'll grow to love me if I help him get over his hurt, or should I leave him? He will never get over that hurt unless he goes for counseling. Or what do you think?
Don't try to fix anybody. That's my advice to her.
Hmm.
He needs to fix himself. He needs to decide to move on from his hurt. Otherwise, you're just batting against a brick wall.
Yeah, because it says that the man cannot trust anybody because of his experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look startled.
Who, me?
Are you worried?
No.
You know
I'm
the man.
Startled.
You know the Vivian.
Okay, Jimmy, I'm not
Oh, your
startled.
Mind, your mind.
No. I was just processing it. I was just processing it.
So much so that, anyway, okay. You need to watch us on YouTube to see what I'm talking about. Oh, you left something on the fire at all?
No.
You switched off all the gas and everything.
I did.
All right. So what do we tell Vivian?
I think that's a tall order, trying to get him out of it. If she's staying, she should know the reason why she's staying, not because she thinks that she's going to change him. Yes.
It's a big problem having a partner who doesn't trust you. It's a very, very big problem.
It is.
And that relationship is not likely to grow.
Yeah.
It's a very, very big problem. After a while, it becomes an irritation.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it can lead to so many things. What it means is, if you have somebody who doesn't trust you, invariably you start keeping away bit by bit. It's not a nice experience.
Mm-mm. You can't be yourself if you're with someone who doesn't trust you.
Exactly.
You're watching everything you say. You're watching everything you do.
Exactly.
What's the point?
Becomes a nag. So what should Vivian do? I think she should move on. Life, the issue of man and woman is like a bus stop. If you miss one bus, another one will come along. Yes.
Mm-hmm. True.
Let me quickly give the copyright of that to Ambassador Marcos. What's her surname again? For like Ambassador. It says, life is like a bus. Men. He says, if we miss one, another one will come. For all you know, a better one and air conditioned one will come if you miss the damn phone. All right. Do I have any caller? Yes, I think. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
Yeah. Nice work. Nice job. I feel I need to say something. See, I don't know about women, but as a man, if I've, like the law of karma, if I've done something with someone before, I can never, ever see the person as my brother, as my sister, no matter what. Because the person in the studio said, okay, maybe he turned to brother, sister. Anyway, it depends on the type of man you get. And to Vivian, I think the age difference is too much safe. 26 to 40, is it 46?
45.
45. That's like 20 years old. I don't know. But it's too much. She should just go and look for someone better. Someone better will come along the road for her. She should not try to fix that man.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Someone better, but in the same vein, people will be telling you that let me do a direct translation. Outside is not good, though. It out there. Men are scared. Is it true that men are scarce these days, good men?
The same way good women are scarce.
Exactly. I was just going to say good people.
Good people. It's a tough call. If you're looking for a relationship now in this current disposition, you go work out.
Really?
Where do you start ticking the boxes? First of all, you have to make sure the person is not a cultist, both ways.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that that person has a legitimate source of income. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure say, the person no be juju person who will carry your hair. I know some women, they have to every morning count the underwear in the drawer to make sure that the man has not even
wanted
to do what on my poor so that he can get money. You know, it's a Herculean task now. And people are suddenly realizing that the person in their relationship is a monster they never knew.
True.
A lot of people are lying. When I say lying monster, they're monsters that are lying low.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not manifest until they face a challenge.
True.
Yeah. My darling, don't be angry. It's because of this promotion in the office, you know. My underwear is 10. How come it's 9 now? I was going to look for it. Okay. look at this one. Engage you.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling you.
I hear you. I'm answering. Okay.
This one is Mercy. And Mercy says that I want mom to come and stay with us. Mercy. Do you know any Mercy? It looks as if you are trying to process the name. By the way, Nkechi has been in HR. She works in HR. In a bank for close to 10 years.
More than that, actually.
More than that. I don't want to ask you which bank.
No, there's no.
But reason. I asked you about that fellow, and but we'll leave that one. You know who?
I know the fellow.
Yeah, you know the fellow. A former. But everybody's going to start asking me after the program, which was the person, Jawasi now. No that way. I'm not talking. Well, let it not be said that the person in question is a former country bumpkin. My parents have been married for over 30 years, and in all the years I was growing up, I'd never seen my mom truly happy. Now, there are a lot of kids that could say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of kids could say that, you know, that my parents have been married for over 30 years, and in all the years I was growing up, had never seen her mom happy. Dad was often violent towards her, but she says he's better now, covering up most likely. I'm sure she only stays with him because she's too afraid to leave. He's completely eroded her self-confidence. That is something that you must never let it happen to you as a woman. You, at all times, you must put yourself in a position where you can stand alone because anything can happen.
Yeah.
Death, name it. I'm sure she only stays with him because she's so afraid. Okay, so I've told her many times that she can come and live with me and my family as we have a decent guest room where she could be independent if she so desires. But she says she can't leave him on his own as he'd never cope. Not just that, that's her companion. And people don't understand that age doesn't sometimes diminish the needs that you have. You understand? Even physical and emotional needs. So you can't do that in the guest room. So what happens there? Anyway, what can I do to help her see that even though she's now in her 60s, she still has some quality of life to live? A 60-year-old woman is a young woman.
She's just starting life.
Relatively, she's just starting life. I don't think the average 60-year-old young woman wants to live in the boys' quarters of her daughter's house or in the guest room downstairs. I don't think so.
No.
Hmm?
No.
Mm. I think the lady offering her mom a space is not for her to stay permanently. It's just a soft landing. You have somewhere to stay while you sort out your life. I think that's what the girl is actually saying, or the young woman is saying.
But the woman, you know, well, I can understand, but, you know, the woman hasn't expressed any desire to leave the man anyway. And she's given the typical excuse that the man can't survive on his own.
Her marriage is an emotional crutch for her. That's the mom. She's not happy, has never been happy, according to her daughter.
Her daughter, yes.
But she wants the security of, I'm in my husband's house. Maybe it's mental or emotional security or whatever. And she's gotten so used to not being happy that she actually doesn't realize she's not happy.
Yeah, because these things are relative. And then I don't think anybody is 100% bad. There must be one or two things that the guy probably does right that she also needs. If you get where I'm going.
You're correct. I remember a friend of mine, she was married for at least over 10 years, to the best of my knowledge, and she left her husband, or they separated. And some years later, I saw her and we got talking. And she said something to me. I was telling her, wow, you look different.
Mm.
You know, I never knew you could look so fresh.
Glow,
and she
yes.
said to me that, I didn't know I was in bondage until wow. I stepped out. It was deep. I took that in and I said yes. And every time I've seen her after that, she's not married again, by the way, but she has truly come into her own.
Into her own.
She's a happy person. You can see that now. But she didn't realize it until she left.
And then a lot of women, it's validation. A lot of women feel validated by being married. So regardless of what experience they're going through, they think they should remain there because, you know, they just want to, they want that title of being married, you know, and they think that on their own, they can be anybody. And then for a lot of people too, I think all the religious angles of those things also make them, you know, stay on even when they're not happy. And I also think that for lots of people, it's people on the outside who love you that would be able to draw you out of that. Because like Lillian said in, you know, the story she just told, they might not even know how unhappy they are until they're pulled out of that situation.
But the converse is that most of the time is the people outside who encourage you to stay there. The cultural bounds, you know, most of our cultures in Nigeria frown at divorce. So a mother would tell her daughter, my family cannot be known for having a divorcee now. Manage him now. You know, please.
But I think those days are fast eroding. People are generally more open. There's a lot of enlightenment out there. And I don't think any woman will allow herself to suffer for that long.
Uncle Jimmy, not enough.
It's still happening.
Not enough.
It's still happening.
We will keep at it.
Yeah.
We will keep at it with all these domestic violence agencies and so on and so forth. There's a reduction. It might not be significant, but first and foremost, there's that awareness. Yeah. Even the men who make their wives' lives intolerable now know that the women that you have these days are different from the women you had 20 years ago.
Yeah. True.
Yes. Because even if you are pounding a woman now, your neighbor can
step in.
Can step in by
it's
law.
True. And even the churches now are telling you that the Bible doesn't say you should stay there and die and things like that. So.
Well, I think after the case of...
What's the name of
the pastor now?
The gospel singer?
Yes, the gospel singer.
That was a very unfortunate one.
Really
very
sad.
Why would a woman go through all that?
And she's so young.
But there's still a lot of women going through that.
On a daily basis.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm a very strong advocate of independence for women. that the fact that you are married doesn't mean you should make yourself, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything under the sun, you need to prepare yourself for an eventuality. I mean, because even some that don't involve physical beating, sometimes the trauma,
the emotional trauma
can kill.
Mm-hmm.
But some partners.
And guess what? Look at it this way. A couple, the man is 32, the lady is 30. The woman goes through trauma. By the time she's 60, she's looking like a deadbeat, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then the man moves in and gets a fresh 25-year-old. Exactly. He starts his life all over again, mm-hmm. and lives for another 25 years. You know?
Yeah.
That's the way it works. The Yorubas have this proverb that says, any one of you speaks Yoruba. You do.
I do.
You do.
To some extent.
You will know. This extent, you will know. They say, this one, they say, and I need you to translate it for me.
Okay, the man's, it says the man's life never comes to an end.
Let me help you. Let me help you.
Now, it doesn't get dark or whatever. It doesn't come to an end. Yes,
the sunset is far.
Exactly.
And you find that it is necessary. Or else you just, by the time you're 60, you'll be looking like you're 95. Then the man will wake up one day. He will wake up one day, Babi's here, dies here. So
I'm going to get a baby.
I'm going to get one.
Uncle Jimmy is changing these days.
Which one is changing?
With the women. The Aila is beginning to... The shoeing of the Aila is getting further now with women. Oh, yes.
You see, oh,
yes. Well, that's what we said there.
Oh, yes.
But you find women, what I find now, though, is some women are looking good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hey, Chineke.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, don't let's go there. Don't remind me, please. I'm on air. Gwenga is wondering if she still cares. Can I have the time to take that? Yes. Still have about 6 minutes. A few weeks ago, my girlfriend of close to 2 years said she wanted to cool things for a while and have space to work out how she really feels about me. I was very upset, but he agreed. A few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
this Gwenga is a man.
Yeah.
His girlfriend of close to 2 years said she wanted to cool things for a while and have space to work out how she, meaning that she wanted them to break temporarily.
Yes.
Ah, oh Lord, no.
Exactly.
Oh Lord, no.
Yeah. She's probably done.
Really done. That's an euphemism. That's a way of gradually easing you out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Gwenga says that only whenever I turn up at her place to see how she's coping, they end up doing the do. And he says it's confusing. Do you think she still cares? She does. She's probably seeing somebody else on the side.
Anyway. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Experiable. How did I know that? You must give me some credit. What I suspect, she probably has another person that she's trying out.
Yeah.
And trying to ease this guy. It might not be that she doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense. She might still find him attractive, but find the other one maybe a bit more stable.
More promising.
And more promising.
Yes.
But are we God? We don't know what tomorrow has for us.
True.
Exactly.
True.
So what should we do? Should we follow our minds or follow, what do we do? How do we go through life like this? In Gwenga's case, anyway. If any woman in my younger days had told me this kind of story, my meho neo. You know what meho means? Meho means that I would jackpot.
Yeah.
Do you know what jackpot means?
Yes.
I would just take off. I would not take off physically. Are you with me?
Yeah, but mentally.
But mentally, I'm not in love. I don't go. Because definitely, let's see what our listeners have to say about this one. Hello, good morning. Very quickly. Oh, we missed that one. Hello, take another one. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Yes, quickly. I have just about 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, I agree with you on this one you said. I mean, if a lady tells me that, I will forget about her. But talking about the one who said about age, 26 to 45, it's not too much, man.
It's not too much. I agree. Because if you take the age gap, what it means is for 65 or 67, you're saying he can't date a 40-something-year-old woman. Of course he can.
Age is but a number.
He can even date a teen as long as he's an adult. Yeah, that's a bit too much. I take that one back. Okay, we got to go because time is not our friend on this program. And the techers are here any minute from now. I'd like to thank you, Lillian, for coming. And thank you, Nkechi, also, for coming.
It was fun.
you are going to be back though. I'd like to grill you about what it's like to be an actress, the pains and gains of that job. So maybe we'll look at next week Friday. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about
it. But next week Friday might be a good time to do that. That's why we'll end it all. We'll be back again tomorrow with Dr. Dokun Adedeji. We're going to be looking at the issue of how to get a drug addict back on the straight and narrow. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd like to thank again the pensioner and the actress. By the way, let me quickly announce that I'm going on set to watch what's going on in Lillian's movie. I'm hoping that at some point they might just come, Uncle Jimmy, come and act this scene for us. Come and act the scene of the husband, you know.
It's
and
possible.
Then give me one fine actress to... Now that's a joke. Nobody should take that seriously. My daughter shouldn't go up in arms with me. I was only kidding. Mama, yeah, I like what you're wearing. You're looking cool. Give me a chop knuckle. And Philip, thank you very much for being there. The techers are next. They'll be out here in a minute or two. Don't go away. Don't touch that dial. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.